Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading. Most of us have been taught to read, examine, and study the Bible, but in Lectio, we practice allowing the Bible to read, examine, and study us. As we listen to the words of Scripture, we pay attention to the movements of the Spirit within us. We notice what stirs up and stands out. We practice trusting that the God of the universe resides in us and is guiding us. We listen with the ear of our heart. We find ourselves currently in the season of Advent, which in Latin means coming or arrival. During Advent, we remember and celebrate the one who has come, will come, and is come. Jesus is with us even now. During Advent, we are practicing Lectio using sections of Luke chapter 2, which is where we find Jesus' birth story. As always, this will happen in three parts. I will read the words of Scripture in each part of Lectio, and each time I'll prompt you, I'll ask you to listen for something specific. So I want you now to simply take a deep breath and begin to cultivate stillness within. Become aware of God's presence with you. God who is good, who loves you and is so tender toward you. In this first part of Lectio, as I read from Luke chapter 2, I want to ask you to pay attention to and listen for a word, a phrase, or maybe even an image that stands out more than any other. And just simply sit with it. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. I want to invite you now to take a few moments and to simply sit with the word, the phrase, or the image that stood out more than any other. Now, in the second part of Lectio, as I read again from Luke chapter 2, I want to invite you to consider the significance. Why has the word, the phrase, or the image that has stood out and stirred something up in you, why is it significant for you today? When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. So now I want to invite you to take a few moments, and again, to just consider, to sit with the significance. Why is this significant for you today? In the third part of Lectio, I'm going to read again from Luke chapter 2. And I want to ask you, as you listen to the words, to pay attention to or consider the invitation. What might God be inviting you to be or to become today or in the days ahead? When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. So now take a few moments to sit with the invitation. Again, what might God be inviting you to be or to become today and in the days ahead? Thank you. I encourage you to end your time of Lectio in conversation with Jesus. Rest in the gift of his presence and allow yourself to be held by the one in whom all things hold together.